Howdy, Earpers. Welcome to another exciting recap of episode. We're doing 3 and 4 today. Got a lot to talk about. Ghosts. Maybe they're not ghosts. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I just thought the song was so sassy.
You
got to say it's sassy.
And full of heat. And
yes.
I love it.
Oh, good scenes. Hey, guys. Welcome to the Wynonna Earp After Show. Today, we're covering episodes 3 and 4. Episode 3 is Leaving on Your Mind. And number 4 is The Blade. My name is Carrie Lane. You can find me online at Carrie D. Lane. And I'm joined by my awesome co-host.
Hey, guys. Thanks for watching. My name is Amber Plaster. And you guys can follow me on Twitter and on Instagram at Amber Plaster.
And then we are in the chat. So if you have any comments, questions, and thoughts on it, please feel free to chime in. And absolutely no spoilers. We are talking about this fresh because we have not watched the show before. And you guys have been awesome so far. Love it in the Twitter, too. So also reach out to us on Twitter. Anyway, so let's get started on episode 3.
Let's do it.
So we got Wynonna and Henry having that steamy moment and then shut down. Loved it. It's like, oh, yes. And then, oh, no, nope, we're done.
I think they're going to drag that on a little bit more.
They are.
I really, 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 really like Hank Henry Holiday. Whatever yes. his name is.
Yes.
Triple H.
Yes.
Do we know why that he's called Hank and then sometimes Henry? Because I know his name used to be John Henry, then Doc Holiday.
Well, he mentioned to Waverly of, like, changing your name. He had a moment about that. So that was my thought of, like, maybe he changed his name, but you didn't change your name that far. Like, it's a H name to another H name, so...
So he changed his name to Henry, correct? No, he changed his Hank.
Yeah.
Changed his name to Hank.
So that's why the first episode, I was like, dude, this character is Hank, Henry, Hank. I don't know which one it is, and now this episode cleared it up of...
Because some characters refer to him as Hank and some characters refer to him as Henry. And I'm like, what was that sassy go about his name? He said something in the first... There was a lot happening in the pilot, so I think I missed that story. But I really enjoy that all of his, like, secret names or real names revolve around H. I'm like, you weren't that sneaky with it.
No. But I am curious if different characters saying it mean different things. You know, like...
I think it does.
One
That's why
group
I was,
says...
When Dahl said Hank, I was like, oh, he's not in the know.
Yeah, maybe.
Whereas...
Henry is when you really know.
No. The first person to call him Doc was Waverly.
Oh, yeah. Well, then he's
so
like
anyone,
three
anyone
names.
Who gets anyone who gets too close to him calls him Doc. He doesn't respond well to it.
No, he doesn't like it.
Because he remembers being, I don't know, in a bad time in his life, I guess, if we will.
Amy in the chat, Triple H. Yep, that is fun.
We can call him Triple H.
Triple H, we'll call him Triple H.
Great, we'll call him Triple H.
And then we got, we get to this unveiling the time capsule for Shirley Dixon, and we meet some new demons, which one of them is a hellhound, who's apparently one of the original 7. Which, that head twitch thing was just weird.
I didn't love the head twitch. I liked it for the character, but I feel like it was so obvious that the camera lingered on it, and it was almost like watching, like, Buffy or Xena Warrior Princess, where you're like, oh, a special effect is about to happen.
Mm.
Here it is. Like, I was like, I get it. If it was just like... I said this before for other shows that are, like, a little scarier. Like, if you're going to give me a clue, like, let me, like, as an audience member, like, search for it. Like, I want to see, like, did he twitch? Like, I want to be like, wait, I want to like, rewind. And I have to give the show credit because it is a show that you want to rewind and be like, wait, what?
Yes, lots of dialogue with that. Well, it's weird, though, because it's just a weird and unnerving thing. It doesn't seem to have a function, so that's why I more was like, okay, well, that's a little strange, but...
it was a character.
Yeah, character choice. And then they get this diary. So that was where we're like, what are they collecting things for? Did you have any idea of... I thought it was something else. I just thought it was going to be something cool. It's like, oh, you guys grabbed a diary?
I didn't know what it was. I know that they are collecting things. I know that they collected the locket, the Heartless locket, right? And then the diary. And I figure I'm really not even worried about it because it doesn't make sense, right? So it's one of those storylines that they're going to have to be like... And first you need the locket, and then you need the diary, and then you need the heart of a virgin.
It's a horcrux.
It's going to be, it's like a horcrux. And I was like, the journey's going to be revealed to us. So I wasn't super worried about these lesser revenants.
I thought the hand thing was weird. I was like, what's up
the hand thing was weird, and I feel like we're going to come back to that and see what the actual connection to the hand is.
Maybe.
Because that would be, that was very specific.
Yes. I like the exposition of the ghost triangle and explaining, like, the cursed and where they're allowed. And that was a good exposition moment because it's Waverly telling the other people. So then you're like, okay, it's not so much like, let me give you info. And I'm like, oh, yes, thank you. Because now we have a nice little map of where our little zone is.
Waverly, the actress who plays Waverly does an incredible job. Just one, being charming.
Oh, yeah. She's adorbs. Adorbs.
I have never been less annoyed by exposition, which for those of you listening at home is just like when they explain the storyline, when Waverly does it. She does it in a way that never bothers me, and I think it makes sense because her character is naturally curious and naturally easily excitable, and I'm not ever bothered by her being like, well, here's the ghost and here's the rules of the past, and I'm like, no, yeah, I want to hear more about it. Like, I'm not.
Oh, totally agree, 100%.
Because
like,
great.
You're interested. You're like, oh, no, tell me more.
Yeah.
Cool. Thanks. Great. Good job, class.
Yeah.
And then I like that team shut up and do as he says for dolls. And Winona was definitely not thrilled with him. She's just eating the donut. And I felt she was making fun of him a lot, but he was not picking up on it at all.
I think that Winona makes fun of a lot of people. And I think a lot of people are too slow to pick up on it.
Yeah.
And I think dolls is one of them.
Oh, he's definitely not going to pick up on it.
Yeah.
And that's also when later Waverly gets Hank's photo and realizes who he is, or that he's a ghost guy, because that kind of happens a little bit after that. And then we jump to Waverly and Henry together, and I was like, dude, you are telling him way too much right now, because you don't know enough about him. And she's like, let me tell you all about my research. And I'm like, wait,
yep,
he might be a bad guy. Don't tell him too much.
Well, I think that's Waverly's problem, right? Is she loves Holy, she trusts Holy, and that's why she's not the heir.
She's just like a soft
bunny rabbit with her belly exposed. She's just like, trust me, I trust you.
Yeah.
And you're just like, you can't have that walking around with power and responsibility. No. She's just not guarded at all, which is why her sister is such a good compliment.
Exactly. That's why they go so well together. And then I left. I was like, oh, is she on to him? And it's like, yeah, she kind of figures out. And then you pointed out, and I agree too, of like how it was great that when she's like, where are you going? And Hank's like, to Bobo and the trailer park. She's just refreshingly honest.
I love Henry. I liked him in the last episode, but I'm like in love with him now. I love his character. He still continues to be the Catwoman to Winona's Batman, Bruce Wayne, if you will. And I'm into it. I'm into it in a big way. And I just really like his character. I love two things that he did in episode 3. First is that Waverly asked Henry, well, where are you going back to? And Henry was like, oh, I'll tell you exactly where it's with these rednecks with Bobo, da-da-da, and I'm in a trailer off to the side. Like, he told her exactly.
Here's my address.
He told her exactly because he to me in that moment, he said, what the fuck are you going to do about it?
That's true.
Like, he was like, he's like, come at me a little bit. Because I think at all times, he's telling Waverly, don't trust me. They're trying to use me against you. I'm not safe. You're not safe. Don't get comfortable with me. And also, I'm not lying to you. But just because what I'm saying is not a lie doesn't mean it's safe.
He's an honest bad guy.
Yeah. I like him. I like him
so much. No, I love it.
She's just like, if you come near me, you can, but it's going to be dangerous and I'm not going to be.
He's like, it's in a place lady should not go.
And
I'm like, that's a good point. It's very true.
And I like that he later shot just to the side of her.
Oh, yeah. That was totally, like, she's like, you shot at me. He's like, I shot near you.
On purpose. It was very
to make it look obvious, but we all know he's an amazing sharpshooter, so he totally missed on purpose.
Oh, 100%. He shot the side of the building.
But does Bobo he's that good then?
I don't think Bobo cared. I think Bobo was just like, take care. Because he said, take care of her, I'll take care of it. And he was like, he walked over and he was like, I'm gonna. And then I thought,
so go away, little girl.
I thought he was gonna be like, what are you doing here? And I was pleasantly surprised that he was like, puppy, go. How do you get to somebody who's like a child or like totally innocent that like they're not safe? You scare them. You make a loud noise. And that's what he did. Like she scurried away. It worked.
Well, at least he hurried up and did the shot because Winona doesn't at the graveyard. Because that was something that I'm like, this happens in everything. I'm like, stop talking to bad guy. Shoot bad guy.
Yeah.
graveyard. She's like, well, da da da. And he runs away, and she's like, wow, he was fast. I'm like, maybe you should have shot him while he was standing there.
I mean, I kind of like that, though, because, like we said in the pilot, she's still learning.
That's true. She's not immediately, like,
she's not a trained police officer. And, she's not a trained killer.
And she called them people and sort of human. She didn't say human, but she said people to dolls earlier. And he's like, they're not people. She's like, well, they used to be. So. Mm-hmm.
She's still adjusting, I think.
And then we get the hostage situation and, okay, dolls to hand face thing. We learned there was a reason, but oh my gosh, that was like, that is so weird. I'm sorry, I don't know how many of you guys out there, but someone going to touch my face like that, I'd be like, what are you doing?
You know, like,
what
just, are you doing? You don't like people just putting a palm on your face for about seconds.
Yeah,
too long.
And just like hang out there. Yeah, it's weird. And kind of fiddled
so
with her
gross.
Hair.
Oh!
I was like, oh, creepy.
And like, I love how she was just like,
oh, yeah, she didn't even really flinch. She was like, okay.
She was like, you're weird, I'm going to let you do your thing.
Yeah. But it was a good reason later.
There was a good reason. There was the tracking. Thank goodness.
I'm going to say it's a tracking device, because then he's like,
He puts a chip behind her ear.
Which
when
she doesn't notice?
Maybe she does, because she doesn't react.
That's true.
So maybe she's like, oh, because, I mean, how can you not really
No, but later
that?
She goes like, oh, wait, what's there?
Okay, so I guess he did kind of stick it on her neck. Maybe it just was...
Or suck it in her hair. See, that she might not notice. Like,
yeah, but would it stay
in
your hair? I don't think
that... But it stuck to your skin and didn't come off?
Yeah. You put an adhesive on your skin and it's underneath your ear where people don't knock over.
But I feel
your
like
hair
I would
gets
feel
knocked
that.
Around.
I don't know. Be like, I got an itch. What
We're
is
very
that?
Concerned with logistics. Okay. Yeah. Anyway.
I am. Logistics of a show with demons and monsters and things. But whatever.
The chat is saying that they love dolls and dolls is hot. Well, I'm glad.
We don't disagree.
I mean, he's a very good-looking man. But he's weird. But his hand on the face was,
his
like,
behavior so
very
far
awkward.
Is just strange.
Yeah.
But maybe that's semi-alluring for some people.
Maybe.
Maybe, because he's different. Yeah. And then we get Henry and Bobo later on. They're making their deal, which was really interesting of, like...
Speaking of men being weird, I love how weird Bobo is. I don't know if you noticed, but when he's making the deal with Henry...
Oh, and he's like, hover behind the neck thing?
He goes up behind him with his, like, fur, and he's like, he's like, listen to me. And he, like, puts his, like, big old manly chin on Henry's shoulder to be like, I can mess with you when I want to.
Well, that
and
felt...
I was like, you're weird and I like it.
Oh, that weird I dug, though, because that was, like, him purposefully making someone uncomfortable. I don't think Dolls does his weird behavior to make people uncomfortable. Bobo was doing it to be like, I'm going to make you feel awkward and uncomfortable. Like, I'm a big lion and I'm, like, just going to rest my head here and I could totally bite your face off right now, but I'm not going to yet.
Bobo
with
reminds
his big
me a little
furry
bit of,
coat,
like,
too.
Bobo reminds me of Scar from The Lion King.
Yes, a little bit.
But with a ridiculous
And he has,
name.
Like, his patch hair. I noticed this time, too, that he has the blonde in one eyebrow and then the on the bleach on the beard, too.
I mean...
I want to know if that's natural. Guys, do you know?
Probably
like,
not.
Spoiler, not spoilers, let us know if that's natural.
I don't
or if
think it's natural
it.
Because...
One spot, I can believe it.
The hair and makeup on this show is incredible.
But no, they'd be like, that's awesome, you have that, let's keep it. That's what I mean of, I like... Because some people can have, like, one spot... In their beard,
a patchy
bleach.
Eyebrow though,
but the eyebrow's a little different.
That would be a fortunate casting find.
Yeah,
that was true.
Love Bobo. Yes, we do love Bobo too. He's very intriguing. Now, see, like he's a cool bad guy.
Yeah.
He's not a bad guy. Like shows, I hate when there's a bad guy and you're just like, ugh. You know, they're just annoying. Like this bad guy's formidable, intriguing, and like you want to know more about him.
Yeah,
you're not just like, or he's not stupid and annoying. You're just like,
he's not stupid. Yeah. I always appreciate a non-stupid villain.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then we have, Waverly. Whoops. And Henry and Waverly, and she's like, you were supposed to help us. Her, like, breakdown was so sad. She's all crying. She's like, you're supposed to help us. And he's like, no, I'm not, like, the good guy. So she's just not getting
it. I like that he continues to tell the truth. He's like, no.
Yeah. He's
like you
no,
don't,
not really.
You don't get to project your feelings on me. I'm not here for you.
Yes.
I'm like, yes.
You're like, don't coddle her.
It's just rare to find anyone be that honest. So, like, to have, like, this cool guy on the TV show. Like, it's just so nice.
He's like, straight to the point. Mm. Back to the hostage situation at the homestead. And then, the tracking of Winona. And Shorty gets injured. And then later dies. I had sad face with, like, a tear.
Yeah.
I didn't think he was actually going to die. I'm like,
I didn't either. I definitely thought...
Because the aunt, they were like, she's dead. She came back. Shorty, I'd be like, oh, he really died.
I thought for sure Shorty was safe.
Yeah.
Because
something.
He looked like a real recurring character to me. So yeah. I was actually, yeah, I was pleasantly surprised they went a little Game of Thrones with that. I was like, okay, you have me on my toes.
Mm-hmm.
Winona Earp.
And, sci-fi. And, oh, okay, did you think it was weird? I thought it was super weird. The we did like that demon guy. I don't think I really caught his name, but the one who was the one last standing at the ritual. We really like that actor. Like,
oh, yeah.
How he portrayed
his name,
it. He was like,
he's so good.
I like you. And like, I know you're a bad guy, but I like you. Like,
okay. He was the demon who
he's the only one left
held
standing
Champ and Shorty hostage. And they were getting into the safe. And like, the other one was the kind of black mouthed, twitchy guy.
Yeah.
And then the guy that kept telling him to get in line.
Yeah.
Like, he was like probably the best actor of that episode. Like, I just
felt
thought
so
he was
real.
So good.
Yeah.
And I don't know what his name was, but he was great. And
apparently
he went back to hell. So
I just thought it was really weird. He's doing the whole ritual with his back to his hostages. I mean, yes,
but
you
he
assumed.
Plays a stupid character.
Yeah, he's not super.
So I was okay with
that.
If it was Henry, I'd be like, or Dolls, I'd be like, why is your back turned?
That's true.
We expect more from you.
Okay, maybe I expected more from him. I'm like, I would face my prisoners, even though I'm not really looking, just in case.
Yeah, and we like Champ less and less.
Oh, stupid Champ, yes.
Yeah, he's playing a little bit of a douche this
beefcake. Oh, no, I got notes on him later.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, beefcake. That's why I was calling him. Oh, and we learned, thank you, Dolls, he cannot fire the gun that Winona has.
I didn't think so.
It clicked. I didn't think it would either, because we were like, it's the air.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter what bullets, which is very convenient, but... And great, because you just have an arsenal of bullets and just have the gun. But
magic gun.
I like that. That was a great moment of like, good, now we know.
Yeah.
And I totally dig the hell portal, like how they go into the earth.
I do, too.
It looks really cool. Like, it's literally the earth eating them back up again.
Yeah.
And then gone. I was like, yes. Just... a fun effect. Like, every time it comes on, I'm not over it. I'm
no,
like, yes.
I'm not over it either. I really like it. And I so much so that, like, when she's standing over Shorty, when she has to kill him, I'm like, do you want to maybe back up? Because the earth's about to open up underneath your feet. Like, I was already
That's
anticipating
a good question.
It.
Like, how close can a normal person who's not involved be to it? Like, could you stand on the edges of it? Or is it, like, literally a hole? We don't know yet. It's a good question.
I feel like it would only take the demons,
yeah,
right?
I don't think you're affected.
If we're going with the mythology of demons can't take any soul they want.
Yeah, not yet. But so. They can body jump, which we learned that. And we're like, which we don't know anything about, with that pink car that we don't know anything about either.
I love the pink car.
It's
I
a
was
gorgeous
so
pink car.
Mad we didn't get to meet the witch who was in there, supposedly. I want there to be some sassy gay witch to be in that pink car so bad.
Oh, I was... This is totally far-fetched, and don't quote me on this, but I'm like, what if Officer Hot is the witch?
Oh, no.
No, I don't think so, but it was a moment that I'm like, what female characters do we know so far? Ooh, or the aunt.
Or Gus. But Gus doesn't have that much style. Gus is, like, super laid-back.
Yeah.
She doesn't have, like, flair.
Crazy theories. We don't know anything yet on that,
because
we don't
be
know anything
character.
About it. Yeah.
No.
I would like it to be a new character. It'd be interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, who's in the big car? And Waverly and Hot, I was like, aw, Champ, ew. Like, him, like, all smothering her, and he's like, oh, babe, I'm fine. I'm just like...
He did what he was supposed to do. We don't like
but
him anymore.
But Hot was just genuinely like, hey, let me hold your hands, and are you okay?
It was such an awkward scene where she was like, here, duh. Across, I was
no,
like,
no, it's only
oh.
like the one time of, like, hold the hands,
no,
and then
because then Waverly reached back out.
Yes, just the one time.
Well,
because Hot was... She moved her hands back when the boyfriend showed up, and she's like, oh. But Waverly's like, She's like, wait.
Girl, you need to let him go.
Yeah. Yeah. Ugh. Oh, yeah, she needs to dump him. But, like, no. And then later we got Dolls and Winona, and at first I was like, oh, his line, I was always there. I was like, that's so romantic. And then, like, 2 seconds later, yeah, just collateral damage, like, people you care about. I was like, oh, just kidding.
I think that, well, we don't have Dolls figured out yet. That's
no,
for sure.
Not at all.
I think that he tries to comfort, and then he's like, back to the facts. Like,
yes.
I think that he is...
Well, that's like his, yay, great pipe talk.
Yeah, I think he's like lawful good. I think everything with him is black and white.
Yes.
And when he tries to encourage, he's like, I don't really care about encouraging because I'm right.
Yep.
Like, everything is right or wrong with Dolls.
Pretty much.
But apparently that doesn't matter to anyone because he's good looking, so...
Yes. Then back to Hank and Winona. Yeah, that's when he's like, he mentioned a name change. And then I have a note that Henry and Bobo. Oh, because with Bobo, he was Henry. Hank, he's with Winona. And then we learn John, Henry, Doc Holliday. And he reveals himself. This is who I am. So that was nice. Again, he's being honest. This is who I am.
Yeah.
And Winona's like, yeah, right. And that leads us into episode 4. The Blade.
Which I like. I think episode 4 is my favorite episode so far.
Your random theories are amazing. Yes, thank you, chat room. There are times where we will spit out theories that are a bit out there, but sometimes it's like, what is the first thing you think of?
Yeah.
And then also, hashtag dump champ. Yes.
Hashtag dump champ.
Yes. I dig it. All right, so in episode 4, we had The Blade. We start with the flashback of Doc, which we looked that up, too, because we were kind of like, who... Yes, we know the name Doc Holliday, but, like, who is that? And then, yes, he died of TB, tuberculosis, which I like that his flashback starts with him all coughing. We didn't really see, like, a lot of blood when he's coughing, but still, he's not well. And then we meet Wyatt Earp, and he's like, I'm going to go to purgatory. And
I like
Doc's
seeing...
like, no, I'm good.
Doc's I'm like,
dead.
I'm dying.
Have fun.
So we kind of see him make a deal with the devil, but we don't really see it happen. We just see the before and after.
Yes.
So I have a feeling that episode 5 we'll see.
Oh, reveal of what was in between?
Maybe it'll be the witch.
Ooh, good point.
Because remember, he puts that demon whose name we didn't catch. The barber.
August. No, I wrote it down.
August?
Yeah.
The demon barber of Big Deep Lake. Street.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. So we see him. We see that Henry, or Doc Holliday, has chained him up, and we also hear that the witch has control over which spirit the bodies go to.
Yes.
So it makes me feel like my theory is that Henry made a deal with the witch who kind of controls the spirits, and then he kind of locked up the spirits to be like, I'll go do your bidding for you now that I can't die.
Okay, that's, I like that too, because also that makes sense of, I can see him going to go talk to a witch to make a deal, rather than like, hail Satan and make a deal with the devil.
He does get along with women.
So, this is true. And then we get to the super kind of sexy scene with the shooting range, and I wrote down that Winona pretty much gets like a girl boner watching Doc shoot those targets. Yeah, we too were like, whew,
that's sexy.
He was so cool. He's like, let me shoot her on my back. Let me not even look and tip my hat.
So I was like, great. Huh. So there's a thing in Game of Thrones where they call sex position. Where they explain exposition through, like, really steamy scenes.
Oh, this was a sex position scene.
This was a sex position scene where Winona's like, tell me about yourself and why you can shoot and be on my land, da da da. And she's like, are you really good at shooting? And he's like, watch this. And he goes like upside down with his pinky.
Oh, yeah.
I was like,
he's so cool.
You could keep proving it to me. It would be fine.
I loved it.
It would be fine if you kept doing that for another 10 minutes.
Yeah.
It'd be fine.
He just looks so cool. Now, this is one of the things, though, like, I haven't looked him up. Oh, that's the other thing, too, guys. I haven't looked anybody up in the show, because sometimes that tells you who's alive, who's not, and information. Because we were on another show that when you looked up somebody, you learned something about them. So we were like, just don't look him up. I feel he'd, unfortunately, I want to know what he looks like in, like, everyday modern clothes, because I feel it might not be as cool as his Western getup.
I don't want to know.
I know. I'm like, oh, I don't want to.
I don't want to see him.
Like, the mustache. I'm like, oh, it looks so good.
Yeah.
He's probably still very handsome, but it's probably not going to be quite as cool.
But we did look up the legend of Doc Holliday.
We did.
And I don't think it spoiled anything for the show about us.
No.
But I was pleasantly surprised to find that a lot of the characters in the show are in our American history books.
Aha!
So that was kind of a treat. So I kind of want to go back towards the later episodes and read up on all these characters. Mm-hmm. Wyatt Earp, the Earps,
there's a lot of Earp kids. That's what I looked at. I didn't realize that Wyatt Earp had so many brothers and sisters. So I'm like, well, that makes sense. There could be a lot of descendants. Because if you have, like, there's six of you or something, like, at least one of your line's going to survive. But
so things we know about Henry, Hank, Doc Holliday.
Not even, because he's like, would you feel my heart pounding? Oh, that was like.
I was like, oh, yeah, great.
It's like, oh, okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Yep.
Great. So you're warm, too? Great. Cool. So we know that Doc Holliday dies from TB at the age of 36 in real life, the real historical character. And in the show, we think that he makes a deal with the devil, although now my theory is that he makes a deal with the witch, which we haven't met yet, which I'm really excited about. For some reason, I want the witch to be like Katie Seagal.
You know her from... We'll have to see.
I mean, I don't know who it is. I just, like, that's who I
would
cast.
Oh, okay.
From, like, Sons of Anarchy.
Okay.
She's the mom on Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah. That could be interesting.
She'd be real sassy and real great. And then when he shoots the cards and the cans and everything, we know that he is the known or famous, right, is the word that they use for having the quickest draw in the West, and he's also a gambler. So that might be later on we might see him lose because he's addicted to gambling. So that would be an interesting storyline.
And was a dentist. You're like, random job descriptions of things you've done in your life.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, my noises.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Oh, that's why.
Oh, the chat's saying we'd be very happy if
we
looked him up.
He still looks stash-alicious, minus the Western get-up. Thank you, chat room.
Well, we'd love
Good to... Good enough. Maybe we'll look
we'd
him
love
up.
To have him on the show.
Yeah. Be like, hey. Or Skype in if you can't make it.
Whatever you need to do.
Yeah. But yeah, no, we learned he bargained for immortality. So, but he can die, because he says if he gets stabbed or shot, he can die. It's more just he doesn't age and die, like, of natural causes of... age.
Right, which I enjoyed the
explained. I like that. That was a good way to explain it. It kind of made me think American Horror Story vampires of, like, it's a cool way to be immortal, because then it's not perfect, because then it's not this, like, Superman, like, cool, you have one weakness. No offense to Superman, but still. You know, it's one of those things of, like, ooh, it just makes you, he has the sense of danger. Like, it's not him running out and it's like, I'm invincible.
Yeah.
You know, he still could have his life in danger.
Yeah.
All right, and then, I like that she asked him about the curse, and he has no answer, and he's like, why never talked to me about that? I don't know. I think I want to believe him, because he hasn't lied about anything really yet so far, but do you think he knows anything?
I think he knows something.
Is he holding back?
I think he knows something, and I think the reason that he's not telling is because he doesn't know enough to not hurt her, and I think that, my guess would be that if he doesn't know enough information, he's kind of a... hold the cards close to the chest kind of guy.
I had that visual too. I'm like, hold the cards.
Yeah, he doesn't reveal until like he's sure that everything is okay or needs to be said for the safety of others. I think if it was like regarding her safety, he would mumble out like what part he knew, but then she'd be annoying and ask him questions, and he didn't want that. He didn't want that.
I think
he knows a piece of the puzzle. I don't think he knows everything.
Yeah. Then we jump to this random character, Megan, and it's like, time's up in the mirror, and then it's like, repent sinners. And we learn that they guess who it is Father Robert Malik, because they're like, he was a guy who would write that kind of a thing. That's with our team. We'll call them the team, with their researching. But...
they go to Bobo, and Bobo's fine. It's like, fine, you can meet Father Robert if you want. He's smelly. Go over there. And it was, like, interesting that they led him to him so quickly, because they all knew that, like, Father Robert had nothing.
Yeah, like, they're nope. Like,
fine, go talk to him.
Yeah, there's my notes. It was like, Henry and Winona are like, okay, let's go check out the trailer park, because he's like, the hypothetically conversation. So, okay, hypothetically.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, okay, go loud. Oh, and then we wrote, so as soon as we saw Bobo, we both were, like, loving the wardrobe.
As soon as we got to that camp, even the, like, the
all
little
the extras
crappy
too.
Tin roof trailer with twinkle lights and the porch, whitewashed porch behind, I was like, everything about this, like, redneck ghetto is so gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Like, I just love it. Like, it's just so beautifully designed, and the wardrobe department on the show kills it every episode. I'm like, even like the in the cold opening with the girl who dies in the mirror.
Yeah,
she has this kind of like cool.
I was wondering if we somehow were in a different time period with her like updo and her dress. I'm like, did we jump to the 60s?
It was so
but
cute.
It looks super cute. Yeah. And you're like,
it was like Walmart chic. Like, she was like country, but like super cute.
And then she had to die.
And then the girl who climbs into Henry's trailer and like,
she looks sexy.
Like, she was like almost like Indian tribal, but not. She could have got that shirt at Target. Like, it was so well done.
I wonder if we'll probably see more of her. I think
I like her. Yeah, I like
she's
how
interesting.
Like, she's sent to do like Bobo's bidding.
Yeah.
I think there could be.
We
more
We just
with
do
her.
What he says. Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, girl.
Yeah, pretty much, right. I also like that Doll showed Bobo the badge. And Bobo's kind of like, and?
And?
That's nice.
Yeah.
Yep. well, I can have people here, and da da da. And it's like, Bubba's like, yeah, whatever. And then when they go meet the father, Robert Malik, Wynonna's line, stop, you had me at whores. He is a very angry man, and he thinks all women are whores, apparently.
I thought it was really great. I thought it was really, really great.
Interesting man.
There are people out there that love to find reasons to call people evil. Mm-hmm. And his was like, oh, yeah, well, she slept with someone once, so she's a whore. Yeah. And whores deserve to die, and whores better have guilt. Whores, whores, whores. And she's like, you had me at whores. And I was like, thank you. You're not even getting angry because he's clearly a crazy person.
Yes.
And wants to be in fear of women.
I think his woman left him at some point, and that's probably why he's all angry.
Yeah. He just wants to live in his anger, yes. So you just let him go. Like, I love that she didn't even address that. She was like, okay, buddy,
why don't
you take my card? Like,
but we learned it's not him.
It's not even
because
close.
He has no legs.
He has no legs.
Though he could possibly get out of camp. So apparently the demons, though, they are limited by the bodies they're in, essentially. Because it's not like they can magically transport themselves to other locations.
Well, this one had a very different set of rules. Because
except for that guy.
It could transfer in between mirrors, which was weird.
That was new.
And scary. And also exciting because it means other demons can transfer through fire and water and other elements that maybe we haven't seen yet.
Yeah, because she said water. Good point.
Yeah.
And we learned he's... Okay, guys. Now, this is another one. Correct us if you have it better notes or such. But Mirror Dude... Yes. I'm like, well, that's... yes, we do know his name. But for right now, that's on page 2 of notes. But he's roughly number 3 of 7 of the original 7 that were at Wynonna's house. Because first one was Shark Teeth Dude. Second one was the hellhound kind of guy, and now it's this guy. So far we've met roughly 3 of the original 7, which is pretty quick already. By episode 4, mm-hmm. we've met 3 of the 7, because I feel those are pivotal ones. Like, the other demons are going to be fun, peppered throughout the show, but the 7, mm-hmm. you know? Maybe they'll, like, space them out as the show
They're going to have to. They're going to have to give them... They're going to have to give us bigger and badder demons that are going to be spaced out between multiple episodes. Mm-hmm.
And then we have Wynonna and... with dolls. I'm like, I'm trying to read my notes. Yes, they have a nice little moment after Megan, when they met Megan, the bitchy prom queen girl.
Yeah.
Though she's not prom queen, but, you know, the type kind of idea. And she's like, oh, don't talk to me in that tone. He's like, no, I was going to say you were only 16. I'm like... Aw, they had, like, a nice moment.
Yeah, I think he generally tries to be nice to
her. He tries.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's funny, he's super unobservant, though he does highly notice between Waverly and Hot checking each other out. We were commenting on that. He seems oblivious to a lot of other stuff.
He's oblivious to almost every
laser-focused
female interaction, except for that one.
Well, apparently he's like, you guys are looking at each other.
Yeah, I was like, okay.
I'm like, oh, okay. Then we jump to the interrogation, and Dolls apparently knows that Hank is Doc. Which, they don't really explain how he figured out, but he goes, well, I know. He's like, so when were you going to tell me you were shacking up and hanging out with Doc?
I don't know when he caught on to that, but...
He caught on pretty quick.
It feels like, you know, Waverly had that in her notes. She had a picture of him on the table, so it's possible that he went through the information.
That's true.
And it's also possible that she's just in the backseat of the car yapping away and explaining things to him. That's all of that. I buy.
Yeah.
I buy all of that.
So someone in the chat room says that he has gaydar. Well, apparently Doll's gaydar is on point so far. From what we know of the show.
Okay, so to recap, when he snaps at Officer Hot for coming in and not reading her face, being like, oh, I'm so sorry, he was like, just shut the door.
Yeah.
And he didn't pick up on that.
No.
He didn't pick up on it was weird to place a palm on Wynonna's face for 7 seconds too long.
Nope.
But he picked up immediately on gaydar.
Yes. And he hovers really, really closely. Like, we were sitting and watching this, and I leaned into Amber this close.
And I was
for a second, and I'm like, no, that's really weird. And I know you. But him, it's like, they don't know each other that well. And that's really weird.
But he can pick up on gaydar.
Yes.
Okay. Maybe he's getting better. Let's just give him a bit of the doubt. Maybe he's getting better.
He's learning better
around
people. Yeah.
Right.
He's been in the office too long, or he's been on missions too long.
Maybe he's been around women a little longer, and he's oh, okay, now.
He's like, oh, I get it.
Because he's been much nicer.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, leave comments if you like our nicknames for these demons. It makes it easier to remember them for some of them. And
Sharky.
A couple people in the
Sharky dude.
A couple people in the chat room are enjoying the names.
Like Sharky.
Thank you. Yeah, he was interesting. Oh, I absolutely adored the outside reference to pop culture when my husband was like the town's Walter White. I'm like, ah, yay! I love when shows do that because it's too. Like, we as viewers don't live in a bubble, so I don't like when the show is necessarily in a bubble, so I like when they acknowledge outside world stuff because you're like, no, that makes sense that those people could be watching that, and it makes it very current and real and relatable.
Off topic, I was watching Zootopia last night. And they have a thing where they're, like, making flowers, so it looks like an opium den. Like,
yeah.
With the little, whatever, the kids and stuff. And so, like, they're... So adults will get it, but kids won't. And so, like, he's like, oh, I gotta go. Who's the next shift? And he's like, Walter, Jesse, get in here. And he hands him the gas mask. And I'm like, this isn't a kid's movie. And it was so, like, sly and sneaky.
It's a nice, subtle reference.
Yeah.
It's a good show.
Yeah.
And then we... So we met the guy who dies at the bar real quick, very briefly. And I think his wife's name is Rose, because then Winona's asked to come to her house, and then I like when Doll shows up, and she's like, I asked you to come here, Winona, who the heck is that guy? And she was not happy. She's like, he comes along, it's a package deal or something like that.
Right.
Someone said that's the theory on his stare, so we'll see.
Oh, that he's shipping the relationship, that he's shipping the gay relationship?
He's rooting for it on the sideline.
I like that. I mean...
Cool.
He's not going to
say anything. I doubt it. Yeah,
I want to believe it.
So we learned that Rose is the wife of the guy at the bar, and apparently the killer's going to be back. Now it felt almost like at first I almost thought that the killer was placing like false blame on you, like it wasn't something you really did. But then apparently it was like, no, really, there's secrets. There's secrets you have. So
I couldn't figure out that the demon barber guy. I'm just going to keep calling him demon barber because the very first girl. It seemed like she really didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
And that he was like, you're guilty, aren't you? And she's like, I guess I got drunk once and maybe did this. I'm sorry, forgive me. And then, like, because she didn't really do it, the girl didn't forgive her. And was like, what are you talking about? I'm confused. It's been since high school, da-da-da. And, like, couldn't get together in 2 hours. And so, I mean, I can't figure out if that demon just put it in people's head that they were guilty.
I thought it was a mix of both.
Yeah.
Like, he maybe really expanded guilty. On something that was small.
Because he did it with Winona at the end, where he was like, no, it's not that. What else? What else could it
be? Yeah, he's
was,
fishing for it. He was like,
fishing.
What else is it? Yeah. And then, yeah, why? I like that Waverly is our tech girl on this show.
Yeah.
She's tech girl.
Yeah.
Because she's the one who does all the research, and we learned that the guy's name is August Hamilton, and he's a barber. And Waverly knows ancient languages, and we learned she studied, so that's a whole other thing. But funny thing with August Hamilton, our barber guy, I was thinking, I'm like, no, that's perfect, because they mentioned, like, he learned a secret, and that was a problem. How many of you, I know I have for sure, when you've gone to get your hair done, maybe girls, maybe more than guys, but still, you talk to your bar, you talk to your salon person, you chat, you gossip, you maybe tell them things.
You give your hairstylist your secrets.
You talk. So I'm like, that totally makes sense that this dude is... secret guy and getting secrets out.
I love that theory.
And it was one of those like, oh yeah, you totally do that. And then I find it weird when I have been at a salon and then I don't talk to them. Like, they're not being chatty with me, and then I'm like, all right, fine, I guess I'll just sit here for however long this is taking.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, someone in the chat said that the very first girl drove over the blonde girl's dad while drunk driving, but my understanding was that Winona... actually sent the blonde girl home, and so the blonde girl actually ended up being so drunk that
Megan
yeah, that she ran over her own dad.
And I think they were in the car together. I want to say they're in the car together.
Okay.
She killed her own father. Her friend was in this other seat, and it was too traumatic, so she places the blame on her friend.
I think so. So I don't think that the brunette girl really did do it.
But it's maybe one of those, it was a trauma, and that's how they remember it, because the way Winona tells it afterwards, it's Megan, because she's like, I sent her home and she didn't know how to drive. And why would that matter if, you know, the dad? So, whatever.
If Megan didn't do it. Yeah.
All right, so we'll speed through the end. We have the crazy exorcism.
Yes.
Go dolls floating and stuff, and they find the water.
Pro tip, if you see an exorcism, just tase them.
Yes, tasers. Yay. Big deep lake. We both were like, lol on that one.
What's the name of the lake?
Yes. And
big
we get our
lake.
Cute bonding between Waverly and Winona of, like, Waverly's like, I should have been the chosen one. And, yes, she's not 27. Someone said that in the chat. I'm like, no, she's not. But she should be the next one is how she feels. Because she studied and she researched.
Just because she's not there doesn't mean that she doesn't want to be there.
Yeah. Because if her sister's it, it means her sister has to die. So she doesn't want that. She just wants her sister gone and her to get it, I think, is where she sits.
Right.
Because she's like, I studied so hard, I worked for her this, and you don't do anything and you get it. But then they have their sister bonding, and then they chat and you're happy and you're like, yay!
Also, can I just say that I love that Waverly ordered bubblegum sake.
Yes.
From Japan. How adorable.
That was super cute.
I died.
I had some cherry blossom hard cider the other night, and that was actually really tasty. Check it out on my Twitter. And then finally we end with Wyatt and Henry. We learn more about the demon exchange, and Wyatt Earp was not happy his friend did that, which we both were like, I think we like Doc a little bit more than Wyatt. Wyatt's being a little grumpy pants.
I don't think we're supposed to, but I like Doc Holliday more than Wyatt Earp.
I think so, me too.
Yeah.
All right. That kind of... Any quick theories?
No, I think I kind of shared them as I went for this, because we're combining two episodes into one.
It's kind of hard to be on to the next one.
Yeah.
I don't really have anything yet. So, I think that pretty much covers it up. Covers us for episode 3 and 4 of Wynonna Earp. Laura, you let our awesome viewers know where to find you.
Thanks so much for watching, guys. You guys can find me on Instagram at AmberPlaster and on YouTube at youtube.com/AmberPlaster22.
22?
Yeah, I couldn't get my name for some reason.
Oh, I hate that. That's why I included my middle initial in there, because mine, they had my name taken. But,
rude.
Oh, Twitter people. You guys can find me online on Twitter and Instagram at Carrie D. Lane. That's KARIDLANE. And Facebook at Carrie Lane Actor. Thank you so much for tweeting at us, too. Your comments on the show. Make sure to leave comments on the YouTube video. We love reading about them and talking the show about you. And great job on No Spoilers. We super appreciate it, because we're new fans to this, so we are new ERPers with you. Thumbs up on the video. And 5 stars on iTunes. Make sure to subscribe to AfterBuzz and be up to date on all the awesome shows. Any other shows you want to let people know you're on, too?
And the only other show that I have going on is on Periscope, where we learn video games together, which is where I'm going right now. We are playing through Rise of the Tomb Raider. If you guys are into video games, you guys can follow me at Amber Plaster on Twitter, and I'll share it there.
Nice.
And we'll be same time next week, right?
Yes, same time, same place next week. Real quick, I was going to say, Van Helsing, another female lead show, woohoo. Timeless, technically female lead on that one, too. This one, and Box Office Breakdown, where we talked about box office. Thank you so much for watching. We'll see you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.